Love Talk Radio.
Talking to you tonight.
No, some roads they didn't get where they came from. When they crossed over the ancestors. We're praying for you and you. We're praying for the people out in California. We're praying for them.
Stop killing babies, baby.
Let's get rid of the assault rifle. Let's get rid of Congress and stop using the assault rifle and these schools and these mass killings going on. I'm working on a book now. And after I finish this book thing, I'm praying for you, Mother Never. I'm praying for you tonight.
I want to tell you tonight, Joanne, I'm praying for you.
Sister Ella, I'm praying for you tonight. Every letter, every telephone call, every expression of love. I want to tell you God is able to do anything to fail. There's no failure in God. I got some scripture I want to share with you tonight.
This is going into the month 22, going to 23.
So this month is denial of him. We had 200 killings since the first of January up to now. We had 400 gunshots. We had 2,000 people OD'd, but we got a problem, and nobody started a problem with God. I'm praying for you. Net, I haven't heard from you. Call me, get in contact with me. I want to let you know God got a blessing with your name on it. God got a blessing with your name on it, and I haven't heard from you. I want you to call where God can bless you. And every love, every telephone call is an expression of God doing something for you. And sometimes you need to know. This is what I want to say tonight before we get into the show. This is called ancestors. Now, when I tell you something from ancestors, I want to say this to you. Your mother came to me in the spirit. She said, tell Net, Bishop, she's healed, but some things she have to change, okay? And it's a new baby coming in your family tree, Net. I guess your son got somebody pregnant, a baby, but I see a new baby coming. We'll talk about that. I want to talk about remote viewing.
And some of the things that are happening around the world.
A lot going on. I was talking to Bright Star, and I was telling her there's so much going on. Ever since we got this 4G, it messed with people's minds. They shoot each other. They don't know why they're killing people. And the government, which is the public, have funded the gun, you can go get an assault weapon, 16. And his kids shoot each other. The mom is responsible for these kids with these guns. They're killing each other, they're killing their parents. This is real stuff, not just in Chicago, across America. We are the most violent country in the world. It's called evil. I'm going to share the Bible with you a little later on. I want you to read Psalm 44, Psalm 25, Psalm 29, and Psalm 71 and 73. I said, I'm going to take it back to Psalm 3. If you're listening tonight, you know what I tell you. I got prophecy about storms and floods coming back. I said it's going to come back. So I got mad in the Midwest, coming from South Dakota, coming all the way down to Mississippi, all down through the Mississippi River. That's going to happen in April. I got prophecy about UFOs being seen. Jerry, I got prophecy that things that people never experienced is going to experience. Okay? Now, I want to say to you tonight, those that are listening, get ready
for a breakthrough in your life.
Now,
I'm
going to
take time out,
and
I'm
going
to ask you tonight
to support
the ministry.
You got to
need Planet Seed. Go to my website,
www.thusbeingabraham.com.
Go to PayPal. You can plant that seed.
If you
can't get paper, go cash out.
Put money sign,
Bishop PT,
and
I'll get it right
away.
I want everyone tonight
to make
a pledge. I don't care if it's $10.
$10.
I just want you, I want you to be in the mix.
I want you to
say, I'm going to collect these seeds because Bishop asked me to collect these seeds.
I'm going to collect these seeds
because
I know
I got a need
coming.
And
I want
prayer to
care
me.
You
know, the
young
man that fell dead on the football field, they didn't tell you he fell dead. But
prayer
lifted him back up.
And
that's why he's able to, the football
player,
the Buffalo.
I want
you to get ready.
I feel excited.
I share.
I
want to tell you,
39,
your mother came in the queue.
Don't forget your brother. Don't give up on him.
Keep
him
under
the
23rd number of
Psalms.
That he's going to change.
I know you don't want to hear that.
He said, Bishop Tyler, I don't want to listen to him no more.
He's
doing the same thing.
But you have to be consistent.
I'm talking to 39.
Your mother come in the queue,
well-dressed.
Your father has on for
he's just looking, smiling.
And that smile, he looked like you.
When you smile,
I can see you all over him.
Thank you, Dan Spirit.
Your mother is pushing the issue.
She says, don't give up.
Psalm 11:25.
I'm going to 8677. When I talk over with you,
there's somebody in the spirit world.
They will work to help you.
Liberate the evil that's been plaguing you for about 20 years.
Okay.
And they told me, they didn't give me no names,
but they told me you got to be more.
Okay, thank you, Kansas.
You got to be more. Don't get mad, get angry.
You got to be non-emotional.
I'm talking to 8677.
I want you to be non-emotional
because the spirit will help you.
Psalm 13:11, read that.
Stop being hostile and let God come in and do what you need to do.
They are going to block you from what God got for you.
I'm going to 8138, Psalm 11:50.
Your mother told me to tell you that you talk to your daughter.
You ask her what's going on.
And after you ask her what's going on, God's going to reveal you because I believe it's a condition on her friend for her.
She didn't have that last year.
So when we pray
Psalm 27,
God's
going
to
move that
fear.
I think it's a curse on him that some woman put on
and it fell on her.
I know you don't want to hear that. That's what my mama said. She
was
around smiling.
So when you go to that restaurant,
thank you.
I'm going to 1798 as I cross over tonight.
Psalms 9 and 32.
Somebody tells you, walk up, because all is well, and the money which is owed to you will be.
Don't let nobody move you out of what you're doing.
He said, let go and let God.
Thank you, Karen. I'm going to you.
O 3777.
Psalm 55 and 52.
And I want you to read that because that's a word that God got for you.
And it's special for you.
When I call over tonight, I share.
What's my bill at? I ain't run my bill in a long time.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, David, for opening up the door.
I want
my mother to open up the door.
you tonight.
I want you to get a blessing tonight.
Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
From this time forward and forevermore, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised.
Amen.
The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is likened unto the Lord, our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbleth himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in earth? He praises, he raises up the poor out of the dust, and lifteth the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people. He maketh the barren woman to keep house.
Yes.
And to be joyful, mother of children. Praise ye the Lord.
Praise ye the Lord. This morning I want to say this.
Yes.
He said that he will bring you out of the dunghill.
Yes.
Out of your mess. And set you in a place.
Yes.
And I want to tell you that right now that God is uplifting us in the spite of the storms and the flood.
Yes.
God is getting ready to carry us to another level.
Yes.
Whatever you're going through, go through it this morning.
Yes.
Because God is a healer.
Yes.
And a deliverer.
Thank you, Lord.
And David said that he lifted me up because he over everything.
Yes.
He looked down and picked you up where you can't get up.
Yes, Lord.
The doctor said you can't get well, but God said different. He said, I control the universe.
Yes.
And if God controls the universe today, I want you to know that he will lift you up and carry you to a safe place.
Yes.
He will carry you to a place of rest.
Yes, Lord.
Where you won't have to deal with the day-to-day operation.
Thank you, Lord.
You won't have to deal with ups and downs because he said that I am God of Abraham and the God of Jacob.
Yes.
And I want you to know whatever you might be going through,
yes,
get ready for a miracle breakthrough.
Yes.
Get ready for right now where you sit. Your present state going to change in 2014, 2015, 2016. Get ready for a breakthrough.
Yes.
Get ready to name your healing.
Yes.
Get ready to name your deliverer, Jesus.
Thank you.
Get ready to say all is well.
Yes.
I need somebody to say to me, Bishop, all is well. As I go through things, I can see things are working for you because you know that God set high and look low.
Yeah.
And he's bringing you up out the dunghill of dust and mess. He bring you out of all this confusion, witchcraft, sickness, and all the things that's going on around the world.
Yeah.
So God is about to lift you up this morning. It reminds me of the prodigal son as he went out and rotting, living, and spent all his money.
Yes.
He come to himself.
Yes, Lord.
Found himself in a hog pen.
Yes.
And looked around and said, wait a minute. I come to myself.
Thank you, Lord.
Because I know I don't supposed to be in this condition. I want to tell you, you don't supposed to be in the condition you're in.
Yes.
When you come to yourself,
thank
you're going to raise up and say, enough is enough.
Yes.
Oh, y'all ain't going to pray with me. But as we go on the day, he looked around and said, I'm in the hog pen with the hogs.
Yes.
Let me paraphrase a little bit for you. You are there hungry.
Thank
you're there ain't got no job.
Thank
you're there where all kind of rotting living is going on and you accepting it. I want you to come to your senses this evening. I want you to come to your senses this morning. I want you to come to your senses. I need to get up and get out and go to the Creator who made me.
Thank
you. I'm talking about Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end.
Yeah.
And when this young man came to himself, he dusted himself off and pulled what little rags he had up. So I'm going home.
Yeah.
I'm going home.
Thank you, Lord.
To my Father.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going back to where Jesus. I'm going back to where food.
Yeah.
I'm going back where I can be healed.
Thank you.
I'm going back.
You got to make up your mind this morning.
It says man and woman have not made a mistake, but men go on destruction in the land.
God of the universe, God of the water, God of the wind,
God set together and made decisions.
You're going to straighten up or you're going to fly right.
In the spirit, Martin, God, Martin King, in the spirit.
That we have to understand that we got a charge to keep.
Got a God to glorify.
I want to tell you, whatever you're going through, I'm praying for your healing tonight.
I'm praying that we have got the Bible, but we couldn't read right.
But through the anointing of the Holy Ghost, learn how to read and write and understand. The Bible tells us what's going on. It tells us that we are the people on the planet to rule the planet.
We are right now in Egypt.
We are right now in Babylon.
God has brought us here.
But we got to rise up beyond Satan.
The wages of sin is death.
But the gift of God is eternal life.
I'm praying for you.
You got to make up your mind, woman.
That you're going to be a woman of God.
You got to make up your mind, man, that you're going to be a man of God. When you keep healing,
I'm praying for somebody.
The answer comes to me, somebody's in their need.
And I want to tell you, girl,
when your husband came to me in the spirit, he said, Bishop, tell her I'm all right and I'm happy.
And I want you to know, don't worry, all is well.
Sometimes the spirit world comes and it speaks to the thing right now. You might see spirits walking the streets because there's so many demonic spirits going on.
You might see one lady walk up, seeing a man walk across the field, and she's gone.
How are you going to see things?
A lot of people have been possessed by demons in their life.
If somebody don't cast them demons out,
The demon spirit, the ancestors trying to tell us what's going on, and what I want to say is, the vice president, the past president, the president, they all got their paper. What they doing with illegal papers in their house? Ain't right. Trump ain't right.
Biden ain't right.
Why you take papers out?
Why would you take my idea, nothing but truth?
God is bringing it out.
2023 is the year of success.
Chinese year of rather, this is the lunar year.
The lunar year brings things out. Lunar year lets you know things. Some of you can't sleep at night. You need to talk to me.
Some of you wake up and you don't know.
You got pain.
One lady said she took a shot and got a heart attack.
You need to know what's going on.
How to conduct yourself.
How to call on the supreme being.
But they didn't take the church.
They stopped taking what's going on.
But I want you to receive a harvest.
Abraham, Isaac, and Moses. I'm going to go. Because next week we're going to be in Black History. I'm starting now. And I look in the mirror where I got Dr. Malik Muhammad, and he's talking about the beast. The 666 is the mark of the beast. And when you don't get scared, don't understand the mark of the beast is 666. That means the beast has come and took over some of you. If you're black, it took you over. If you're white, it took over.
The beast comes to kill and destroy.
That means they have written out that people even do it just soon be cut down.
The way sin is death.
But the gift of God is telling the devil cannot get you the evil spirit.
I say.
So I'm going to share something with you.
Remote viewing.
And I, you know, they were talking about a big thing that happened over in London. Big thing with the king. And Prince Harry said that something happened to his mother.
Something was in that car with her and that man.
Remote was a spirit sent.
That's why she was murdered.
I'm going to talk about some of the death that's going on with Michael Jackson. Some of the death going on with Prince. Some of the death with Sam Cooke.
Some of the death was spirit sent.
Remote viewing. They in the building to come in and see what you're doing. So I want to tell you,
your ancestors is on the way out.
I want to tell you,
the ancestors want us to ask for reparation. They work for it, get the money. We're going now.
Get your pencil, put down the mark of the beast.
Now, you might not like what's going to be said, but it's true.
Live by the sword shall die, but perish by the sword. So today, as we finish It was a If you're going to get free at all, it's going to be under the leadership of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Honorable Minister Lewis. Farrakhan is the man today. Not the white man, but Farrakhan. Who's the man? Who? What's his name? Say it again. One more time. Is that him?
Baby, right. They were half doing it.
doing it all. Maybe so much of the half part another time. So let's deal with the whole thing right there. Things out there is flat. Isabel, or whatever her name was, she's out there is flat. Yeah. I'm telling you that if this girl had to go to the toilet, if it looked like it was too close to the horizon, this girl would just hold it. She wouldn't go to the toilet because she thought she was going to fall out there and on the way to the toilet. Her and Chris were just looking each other at home. Because I believe you should remind yourself.